I want you to put your hands together.
There goes to the neighborhood.
And welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause.
There goes to the neighborhood.
We gotta start off by saying, you know, we've had so much going on the last couple weeks. Obviously, we're in our new place. We're getting this set up properly. You see it's changing a little bit, and we'll have a little more every week or whatever as far as, you know, we're getting a logo back here and all that cool stuff. We're trying to get the lights right and figure out exactly how we want to do them. So we hadn't been on the same page as far as, like, documentaries and true crime stuff. We'll always go back and do that kind of stuff, obviously. Yeah. So a lot has been going on.
Well, plus, you're kind of crippled right now as far as you don't have internet.
I'm very crippled. I can watch things. I can actually stream on Twitch.
Yeah.
But I can't watch Twitch. It's really odd, but I can watch YouTube on the TV.
Yeah, it's weird, man. You've got to use your phone for everything.
And it's killing my data and my battery every day. I told you before, I would charge my phone just at night when I went to bed. I never had to charge it throughout the day. And
I remember.
Now I'm doing it all day because it just sucks up data and battery.
That's so crazy.
So, yeah, one of these days I have internet and I'll be able to do things again. But we're struggling with the podcast because we don't have a specific topic in. We always said we didn't want to have a specific topic. We just sit down and have these conversations about various things.
Exactly.
But it's kind of the point of what I think we're going to talk about is you can't even really have an opinion on things.
No.
Anymore. Whether it's one of our podcast topics or something political or whatever it may be, there's a whole movement where we're all putting all these arbitrary boxes and different teams. And you just have to defend that jersey for some reason. Like, you can't make an observation. You can't have an opinion or whatever without being labeled something or put in some box. And you have to worry about what you say. It's just it's bizarro world to me.
Sometimes you don't even get a chance to choose what side you're on.
They want to tell you what to think or whatever. Yeah, it's really odd. It's really insane. I never thought we would be to a point where a family member would hate you because you're think different politically or whatever. I mean, even on our podcast, I don't mind hate comments. I think they're funny. I wanted to do a whole segment reading them, actually.
Yeah, because we did the Monkey Man thing.
Yes, the Monkey Man.
A lot of fun with that.
Exactly. Because we've always had the redneck thing, whatever, you guys can't read. Because we were in the Game of Thrones TV show. That's what we were known for back in the day, and that's over.
And that's how that
started.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, so, yeah,
we,
you know,
had
like
fun with it.
Right. We did, for example, we did a podcast on Bob Lazar, the UFO guy who supposedly worked at, you know, near Area 51 and S4 and saw UFOs and worked on them and aliens and possibly. And we did that podcast and half the people were like, yeah, I agree. He's full of shit. Or the other people didn't apparently even listen.
Right.
And again, I'm fine. That's fine. That's your opinion. But they obviously didn't hear what we said. And, you know, we're idiots, we're dumbasses because they would point out one little thing that we said.
Yeah.
Like the diploma. He didn't remember what year he graduated from MIT. And, like, that was the only thing we remembered. The only thing we said. Okay, he's full of shit because he didn't remember the year he graduated. That's the only reason I don't believe him.
We've done two podcasts on him.
We did a follow-up.
And he's just an example. But you're right. I mean, and that's something I've noticed about our podcast anyway, is a lot of people will, you can tell they don't listen to the whole thing.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I know a lot of people like to see that we have dropped a new one, and they'll comment, you know, like, awesome, I'm glad this is here. And then you know they're watching it later.
Sure.
But what bothers me is when people, like, we know we said something like just 10 minutes into it,
yes,
but there's a comment there where they're acting like we didn't say that very thing. And I'm like, you mean to tell me you clicked on this and are commenting something that we say 10 minutes in and you're commenting like we haven't said it? So that just tells me you haven't listened to this.
Right. Or you translated it.
You translated it wrong.
I think there's something now, especially along political lines, where somebody says something and there's a translator.
Yeah.
And whatever you said is they read what they want to read.
Right.
As opposed to what you actually stated.
Then I've had this happen to me recently.
Yes. I mean, James is canceled now, I guess, because he made an observation. And that was what we were kind of wanting to talk about in general. This weird cancel culture where nobody's allowed to ever make a mistake in their past. I mean, look at Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart made a mistake 12 years ago and, you know, didn't do the Oscars. He dropped out purposely because after he had apologized and all this kind of stuff, and it was just, it wasn't allowed. It wasn't allowed because he's a horrible person now forever.
Yeah.
He can't change. He can't grow.
That's what really aggravates me is you're, you know, in one breath you'll say, you know, everybody changes and everybody grows.
Right.
But when it's not you or somebody you're into at this moment.
Right.
Because, you know, pretty much, I mean, Kevin Hart, most everybody likes him or he wouldn't be as popular as he is.
Yeah, I believe so.
Every movie, you know.
Yes.
They like something he's done.
He's a hustler. He grinds. We've, you know, watched him recently on the Joe Rogan podcast and he's been back, you know, very recently. And
so, like, what insane. He did in ninth grade doesn't bother me, man.
No.
I mean, not at all. That's an exaggeration, obviously.
Yeah, right.
I hate to have to put a disclaimer on everything I say.
That's part of this point of what we're talking about. You have to have a disclaimer.
Right.
You can't, it's so odd to me. Me and you have had, best friends have fights and arguments.
Yes.
But I would never say.
We disagree on a lot of Bob Lazar shit.
Yeah.
On ghost shit.
But I would never say, get the fuck out of here. Unfriend me on Facebook and I'm not following you on Twitter. I blocked you on Twitter, by the way, James.
Right.
Because you believe in ghosts.
Exactly.
Those haints ain't real, so you're stupid.
You know what I'm saying? Take the time to go behind my back and tell people not to like me because of that.
Yes, and we're going to dox you and your family, by the way.
That's so weird that people are like that.
I don't understand.
Family
it.
and friends.
Yeah, there's no middle ground. There's no like, okay, I kind of understand what your point of view is, but here's my side of the argument anymore.
Yeah.
Because it used to be, whether it's politics or whatever, just a discussion or whatever, there's usually a goal where you're trying to get to the same place, and people would sit down across the aisle or table, figurative or literally, and we disagree, but how can we compromise in some way to get there to that same goal? Not now. First of all, the goals are different. If there are a similar goal, the other person's just a fucking idiot. They're this, they're that, they're some kind of whatever. They're thrown in a box and wrong, period. And they can't be trusted. You can't listen to them. It's really just sad.
Yeah.
The state of things.
Well, I'll give a little context to the people who may not know, without even going into the real specifics.
Yeah.
Is all I did, honestly, is I put an observation post on my Facebook page, just saying something's odd to me, you know, and honestly, it was about COVID-19. And think about how long we've been dealing with this.
Right.
This is my first post on it. My first one.
Right.
Because I didn't want to jump the gun and say this.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, you know, I'm superstitious.
Yeah, that's
another thing we differ on.
No, you're stupid for being superstitious. Right.
So I wasn't going to jinx myself.
Block.
Knock on wood.
Right.
But honestly, I waited.
Yes.
I was like, you know, there may be something here that I'm missing, blah, blah, blah. And so I waited like whatever it's been. It's been over 2 months. The end of March or something, things changed where I work. And I was like, hey, man, you know, based on what they're saying on the news, man, I'm not seeing it where I'm at. That's it. I mean, honestly, it was a long post, but I'm long-winded. So, but the gist of what I said was, hey, what I'm hearing and what my eyes are seeing don't match.
Right.
I didn't tell anybody how to think. I asked a few questions that nobody in the comments answered any of my questions that I put in
there. You didn't call anybody wrong or stupid or, you know, any of that.
I was in, and then I wake up. I actually said in there, I know it's a real thing. I'm just saying what I hear and see don't match. I still hope none of us get it. Peace. That's how I ended it. And then I go to bed and I wake up. I sleep late as hell. So I woke up at 5 o'clock that day. And I'm telling you, man,
right.
I thought I was going to be attending my funeral soon. And I also thought, I was like, I think I should delete this. I don't like seeing my friends argue.
Right.
And then as I kept reading down through there, I'm like, I don't know if any of these people read my post because they're trying to tell me, James, it's real. It's real. I didn't say it wasn't real.
You never said that at all. That's what I mean about the translator.
Somebody, I promise I never said that.
Those people that started jumping your shit for a simple observation obviously did not read through your wording.
And
It got translated to COVID's fake. I've never seen it.
Yeah, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what they read.
And so I caught myself. I mean, because see, like, there's people who were like, I could see them arguing with each other. They weren't necessarily everybody coming at me. I could see the venom at each other. And so then I did make a comment. It was, I just woke up, man, and saw all this shit. Yes. And so I comment because I care about every one of these people I see in there arguing. I care about all of them. And so, you know, I'm none of them's dad. So I'm not going to get on there and say, you know, shut up, you know, right. or anything. Right. So I try to be witty or I try to be this or that to cool things down. But I am aggravated at the same time. And sure. I have a right to be, you know, to wake up to something that I thought might stir up some creative conversations with people didn't. And honestly, I get it. I do. I get it that we're all fucking frustrated right now. The world is divided.
Yes.
It's not perfectly divided in two groups. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's just we're all splitting up. Family units are splitting up and choosing sides. And then all of a sudden, once you think you're on a side, the goal moves and you're not on that side anymore.
That's
and,
right. Exactly. I was going to say the goalpost moves even on sides, whatever jersey you're supposed to be wearing.
So then that side gets split again. And then you're like, well, which side of this side do I need to be on? And right. and it's confusing.
And so you have all the same these different little factions on the two big teams.
And if you're a loving person, you don't want everything split up. You like inclusiveness and not divisiveness.
Right. Well, and that's what most people are preaching, but they don't the diversity, inclusiveness, and all that, which is great, but that includes thought.
Yeah, we
and that's what the problem I see.
Because obviously, if you look at say my group of friends in real life and on Facebook, it's very diverse, and I appreciate the diverse. I learn a lot by just lurking on Facebook and reading other people, and you kind of get a feel for people, an appreciation, and you watch them go through things, cancers, their parents die, and, you know, they get kicked out of their house, and you get to watch all this stuff and learn to appreciate these people because they've dealt with shit. And then all of a sudden, something out there in the world happens that causes people to pick sides. And these people you appreciate so much for different reasons are all hating each other. And it's just got ugly, man.
Yeah, and it's not the old, you know, like I said, the classical, okay, well, just a debate or I don't agree, but here's why. It's just automatic hate. Like, we can't be friends anymore level hate.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
And then to be right, I'm going to do all this other stuff to just make sure I'm right in some way and throw out all this nonsense.
And I'll say this, too. It's like, I made a couple comments on there. People came at me sideways. I had one person DM me.
Right.
And say, hey, man, I kind of see what you were saying. But, you know, the people who I thought would do that, right. You know, even if they didn't agree with me, you think if we're really friends, you would reach out to me and say, hey, man, I see what you're kind of saying, but this is where I think you're off. Nah, they want to do it in public. They want to publicly try to chastise you.
Yes.
Or humiliate you.
Teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
Bring you to the right way of thinking.
Let me show you in front of your family and friends how wrong you are.
Right.
Like, what good is that?
With completely invalid.
How do you think I'll respond to that?
With completely invalid points, by the way, from what your post actually said in that case.
And it lets you know how little people really either they know you.
Yes.
Or how little your relationship means to them and that you thought meant a lot. Because honestly, man, I would if I thought somebody was way off base, I wouldn't publicly humiliate them. I would reach out to them privately and say, hey, man, let me try to help reel you in a little bit. My real friends do that.
Right.
I just be honest with you. And so my thing is this, man. I don't like living in a world where I'm afraid to think out loud.
That's what it boils down to. And, you know, we've had this discussion several times about YouTube and, you know, the podcast and everything else we talk about behind the scenes. Because we started this because we thought that our conversations about anything and everything would be entertaining to some people.
Yeah.
And we get great feedback. Most of our podcast is 99.9% great. But we always have that little thing in the back of our heads, or we'll say before we actually hit record, even though we've always made this raw and uncut, the only thing we have to do with since we've added video is splice together where we have to stop the damn camera after 20 minutes.
Exactly.
So this has always been raw and uncut, but we always have to worry about, can we joke about that? Can we make a joke about this?
I know.
Can we say this and offend one group? Because on one hand, there's a business side of things. And, you know, you'll get canceled if you don't have the same opinions as other people. And on the other hand, it's just, you know, the YouTube itself, the platform, for example, just using that as my example in my world, you know, or in our world now with the podcast. Is, yeah. So, yeah, we've had podcasts that we've discussed true crime, right? We watch these documentaries on Netflix or Amazon or whatever it is. We specifically did Abducted in Plain Sight. We've talked about several of these true crime podcasts. And just because we're mentioning the words in there that are associated with some of these crimes, we get demonetized. And it's literally talking about an event.
The one where the girl told the guy to sit in his truck and go to sleep.
Yeah, that stuff.
I love you now, die, or whatever.
I love you now, D-I-E. We can't even say that word.
See?
And I put that in the title, and I saw some other ones later on where they would put like D, you know, asterisk E in the title just because of the word. And you're literally talking about a show, just like we talked about Game of Thrones. It's just a different type of show. We're talking about a true crime event that happened, and they put a documentary out. We're discussing, giving our opinions on it.
Yeah.
And it's demonetized because it might offend somebody. I mean, that's fine. YouTube is a private company, and that's their right to do so, but it's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous that you can't have a conversation about a true event or a fictitious event with the wrong content.
Right.
As far as the topic.
It's scary.
So we can talk about Bigfoot all day. It's not demonetized, but we can't talk about a true crime event that happened and they covered it in a documentary because we're saying some of those words, and you know what words I'm talking about, where you know something happens to, let's say, a young girl, and you can't say that word, and you're gone. You're done. And then you hit, like, you know, you get the yellow thing, and then you hit submit to have it reviewed manually, and you know they're not listening to an hour and a half podcast.
No.
There's not a person sitting there listening to that. And just because of the title or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And then when you upload, just for anybody that's curious, when you upload a video to YouTube, they transcribe it, so they know what it's about, whether you title it that way or not.
So the transcription is hitting these keywords.
Yes. Yeah. And so, you know, like, for example, when I started my little side thing on how to grow on YouTube and how to grow on Twitch, how to start a podcast on this little channel I had on the side that I was working on occasionally, still am occasionally, I'll repeat those keywords in the video itself. So when it's transcribed, that metadata gets added to it, and it doesn't matter what I title it. You know, I can change the title a little bit or repeat that or whatever to get it ranked higher. So just the opposite of that is the things you say can get you demonetized regardless of the title and tags and all that bullshit. So it goes into all this stuff, social media, and, you know, this is, it's just insane to me that you can't have, you know, you can't talk about these things, right? I get protecting kids from things like
sure.
that. But YouTube has a policy. You can't be,
that's what
you
I
have
thought.
To be over 13.
That's what I
And they
thought.
Have YouTube Kids specifically for that. So I'm not responsible for how they distribute it.
Right.
Because anybody can lie and watch it if they're young, but they're not going to be watching stuff like that. That's not even going to interest them.
I agree. I can't see two kids.
So,
I mean, kids watching two dudes like us
no,
talk about
we,
a topic
we're not
like
connected
that.
With some young people
right.
out there as far as anything we talk about. But the point being that in every single way you can imagine, it's been this way for a long time now, and you have to essentially bite your tongue. I've always been... try to be completely real and honest and be me, myself, and any, whether it's a one-off video on my own or a podcast with you, but we always have this in the back of our heads every yeah. single week.
Yeah.
And we have for the most part, it's fine because we'll, hey, have you seen this or whatever? And we'll both watch, oh shit, we got to go talk about that. And it's not a problem, except in the back of your head, it's like, well, shit, we talked about a crime.
Yeah.
We just recorded for 2 hours. And then I did all this editing or whatever, putting everything together, getting it uploaded to all these places, and, you know, we make $2 or less or
yeah,
nothing.
Or nothing. That's right.
Except for thank you, Patreons, because that's how we get supported now in this day and age. You cannot make money on YouTube. I mean, you can if you have the right opinion or yeah. you're talking about the right stuff.
And that's the thing. I get that we, as much as we may not think, you know, that we have a big voice, right?
Yeah.
I get that we are somehow viewed as maybe a potential influencer, right?
Sure.
And it has to start somewhere, right?
I guess. You know? I don't know what level that is.
So I think they're trying to pop our hand in the beginning before we grow. But I wish.
But there's double standards.
Even if, I agree. But if standards. Let's say that they are not double standards and they're just trying to say, hey, we don't like that language. I do think context matters.
It absolutely matters. That was my point on, you know, I kind of went on a rant there, but that was kind of my point on specifically the true crime stuff.
Yeah.
We're talking about a documentary. We might be saying
words, yeah.
Yes.
But listen to what we're saying, you know, or not, but yeah, let people right, that want to,
right.
You know, the people who have clicked and said, hey, I know these guys, I want to hear them talk about that thing, let them hear it. You know, and not just because demonetizing is just the first step to shutting the whole shit down.
That's really all it is. And that's what's going on.
This is like, this is your warning. We're going to take money away, so we hope to encourage you not to talk like that in the future.
Exactly.
And then if you keep talking like that, the punishment will get more severe.
Yeah, and eventually, you know, you can be reported by somebody that don't like what you said. Yeah. And then that could lead to a channel strike, and you get three, and you're gone. And that's why everything's moved towards crowdfunding, and it's so hard with that because, you know, people are hurting right now, and I completely get that.
That's right.
I saw an instance, I know, because I follow a little bit of, like, YouTube drama and Twitch drama sometimes because I just see these random stuff pop up my feed, and I'll go in these rabbit holes. I mean, people now will go after a sponsor. We're going to not support you, the business.
Right.
And all you're doing is you're not only hurting the creator themselves, and you're hurting everybody that works at that company.
Yeah.
Every single person. Because a CEO doesn't reflect what everybody that works there thinks or says or feels. They have families, too. They work there. They get paid.
Yeah.
They take that money home and feed their families.
Some of them have, like, kids that need medicines and, you know, and all of a sudden they're losing their insurance.
It sounds good. Like, for example, if you have a sponsor or a big company and some asshole CEO says something horrible, I completely get the sentiment. But you're not thinking it through.
Right.
Is what I'm saying. In those cases. Now, it needs to be something really, really horrible to go that deep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which I think everybody would agree with.
Right. And the thing that I believe in is, like, you have a right to say, hey, I'm not doing business with them anymore. And if enough people don't do business with them, they'll have to change their ways or do something else. I get that. That's the free market.
That's the free market. That's the beauty of a free market.
I love that.
That will decide. Yeah.
Because then, you know, if you're behind this counter, you're trying to sell, you know, your widgets and you're an asshole.
That's right.
And word spreads, you don't deserve it.
And somebody can open up the widget shop right next door and say,
hey,
we got these too.
Well, yeah.
And we're going to treat you nice. We're going to have good customer service, blah, blah, blah. And that company goes away.
I get it.
This guy thrives.
And so, I mean, honestly, man, my thing is, if people only knew how much I beat myself up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
By
yeah.
thinking and overthinking and things. It's not like I just like. You know, I'm constantly ranting on things. You know, I really think things through.
I honestly thought
I said on my own Facebook page was harmless because I understand how sensitive everything is right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to damn throw a hand grenade in the middle of it.
Right, and it was. You didn't direct anybody to do anything. You didn't say every response to that was completely invalid to what you said.
Well, there were some responses where people were like, yeah, James, you tell them. And I wasn't looking for that either.
Right, exactly. You didn't tell anybody to think your way.
I was
whatever.
Just saying, you know hey, I mean? You know, this is what I've noticed. And
the thing is,
hoping somebody would say, you know, I've been thinking that too, man. Or show me a link or something to something that would maybe,
enlighten me. That's the thing. You waited in that particular topic. Now, we're just using that as an example.
Right, right. It's just
an example. But you waited a long, long time after, because we know people a lot of people in the medical field.
Yes.
So it was not some unfounded, just, you know, you had a thought at 3 a.m. type of thing and decided right. to type it up. This is after a long time of hearing from real people.
Right.
Talking to real people, asking questions.
Yeah.
From real people, too. Almost trying to confirm, why ain't things matching up with what I see?
Yeah.
But you still didn't say anything in the post as far as, you know, it's all bullshit or do this, you shouldn't do no. that. You never directed anybody to do anything. That could be considered harmful, I guess, in some way.
I agree.
But it's not what you said at all. And so no. it's just, and it's, so, it's the culture right now.
Yeah, it really is the culture. And to think that it's already bad enough, like you said, with people being out of work and stuff,
mm-hmm.
that people are still trying to shut people down in the midst of all this. Because my thing has always been, you know, that I love people and I care about lives. And I understand how people are worried about COVID. Just to touch on this for a second. I get that they don't want their grandmother to get it and die. I get that they may have a condition that would make it really rough on them. Mm, even if they're young.
Absolutely.
Even if they're young. It could be bad. I get that, dude. And so I'm not saying that I don't care about that. But what I worry about also, at the same time as I worry about those people, at the same time, I worry about the small business owner who has to lay off all of his help. And then he goes home. He's stuck at home with his wife and kids. And they're, I'm saying he because I'm a he. I know small business owners can be women,
yes,
too.
That's,
see, well, I got to make a disclaimer about that. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of the point right there.
Right.
Exactly.
And so my point is, dude, they're going to, at some point, when they have maxed out all lines of credit and the government's not sending any more relief, then there's going to be a divorce happen because there's going to be arguments and disagreements on which bill to pay and which one not to pay and which, you know, sorry, you know, you can't go to college
what's
now.
What's more important?
We had to take your college
exactly.
fund to so we can live. So I'm sorry about that. Now the kid, you know, is all upset. And all I'm saying is I care about the lives because that can cause alcoholism, can cause substance abuse, it can cause suicide, it can cause down the road, those people who get on substances to just kind of escape from all this bull crap
right.
and all this horribleness, accidental overdoses. I care about those lives too. And that's all a result of the snowball of shutting down this economy.
Right. Yes.
And that's happening all over the world. So it's not just, hey, Granny and Pawpaw might get it.
Yeah, right.
It's literally killing people in other ways.
Right. That it's not, everything is not that black and white.
Because some people period. Are going to run out of money, and I hate to say it, but some people are going to try to steal, and they're going to try to steal from the wrong person, and they're going to lose their life. Or they're going to take somebody's life so they can steal. Either way, I'm just saying, there's lives lost that don't mean you got sick.
Yes.
From the virus.
Right.
And I think that gets overlooked, man. Or if not, if it's not overlooked, then don't act like you care about lives.
That, right. Exactly.
You know,
yes.
If you've already taken that into consideration and you're still saying shut everything down with no exceptions, then you really don't care about.
No, because that's a legitimate concern. Well, because I think most people care about mental health. That's a big topic these days, obviously, in the modern world and social media. Why is that not considered?
Right.
I mean, that's part of this whole thing.
And give me just 1 second, because you can back me up on this. The reason that my head goes that direction, and he can tell you, there's a lot of you that did not know me before I hooked up with Chris and started getting on YouTube. But before you met me, I was married for 20 years, had 2 kids. And not saying I'm a victim of anything, but I lost everything. I lost
yes.
my family, my house, my pets, my job, business. Everything, my business. Excuse me, I had a thriving business. And I'm not saying that I didn't play a role in losing it. But what I'm saying is when I was down at my lowest, I know that if I didn't have kids, that's what kept me from going too deep into the I'm just going to check out and try my best, my luck in the next life. I honestly, man. So I know that there are people who may not stop themselves.
Right.
This man reached out to me. My family members, nobody offered me a couch. Nobody offered me an extra room. He's like, hey, come sleep on my couch. About 2 weeks into that, he's like, hey, I cleaned out my office. That's your bedroom now. I had nothing. I stayed in my truck for my car for about a week, even after he offered me his couch, because I felt guilty, you know, mooching off of him. And then finally, you know, we had a lot of heart-to-heart talks back then. But what I'm saying is I know what it's like to lose everything, and I'm watching across our country people lose everything.
Right.
And I'm telling you, it's the darkest place anybody can ever go. When they don't feel like they have anywhere to go and reach out.
Yep.
It gets dark.
All that hard work, and you just watch it burn.
Yeah.
And I know that on a much, much smaller scale with this whole, like we're talking about the YouTube thing, you know. I've seen it blow up and grow, and I'm all excited and happy about it, and I think I'm doing well, and all of a sudden there's some switch flipped, and everything's... dead, you know, and so it's a rebuilding process. So this move for me was much more than just a physical move. It's a metaphorical and real move in the sense of me resetting my life.
That's right.
And I'm not sitting here trying to say, oh, woe me, because it doesn't compare what you literally lost and all that stuff. I'm just saying that type of attitude, when you get to that type of space or place in your head, it's not fun. And it's real, and people are not acknowledging that kind of stuff. The side effects of these unintended consequences of shutting down the whole economy.
Yeah, for this long and no end in sight. And then, you know, we'll let it open up a little bit. Whoops, no, we're not. You know, psych. I get it, and I'm not here to preach. I have ideas. Obviously, we all do. But as soon as we start saying them, then we're going to be wrong. I don't want to get into that. Right. But I'm just saying... That's where my head's at. And I've been afraid to say that to this camera. I've been afraid to speak about COVID on my own Facebook page.
Right.
And I've been afraid to speak about anything going on in the world to this camera. And then I did make just an observational post on my Facebook, and that's why we're here now. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's not why we're here now, but it kind of went along with what we'd already been talking about.
Yeah, just the general idea of you can't... This mob mentality.
Mob mentality,
The mob mentality. That's why we are not a democracy. I hate when people say we're a democracy. No, we're not. If we were a democracy, a mob can come along and say, hey, all 10 of us think that we should have your bike, Billy.
Yep.
And Billy loses his bike. That's why we have a republic. Just this overarching idea that, you know, in these modern times that everything's so black and white. You're on this team, or you're on this team, or all these other teams. Hey, by the way, if you're on team A, this other team's, they're bad. There's no nuance to anything.
No.
And in real life, there's nuance to things, period.
I remember when we were young, you know, we both talked about it, how much more liberal we were when we were young. And older people would be like, I'm telling you right now, if you start giving up freedoms, it's going to just snowball.
The slippery slope.
I never dreamed, man, that all of a sudden, you know, in this country, you know, you can't, free speech ain't free anymore.
That's right.
You can't, unless it's popular speech, it ain't free. I'd like to ask you a question about another kind of, kind of a hot topic right now.
Yeah, this.
And I know you're just going to give me your opinion, okay? We're not telling you how to think. Right. I'm literally asking this man. He's not going to shove this down your throat.
Right. Yes, I am. By God, I'm going to start putting my foot down.
Do you?
I will rough talk him. Get. Sorry.
And then he walked right down there up through them trees.
Watch the Bigfoot episode for that reference.
I've been thinking about this thing. You know, I don't watch much cartoons anymore.
But I've
heard the news that
yes.
Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam lost their guns.
Yes, apparently.
My question to you is this. And
replace them with scythe, right?
I heard Elmer Fudd's going to have a scythe.
I mean, you're talking about the bringer of death sickle.
Yes. That's right.
It's what
it That's is. Exactly right. You've turned him from a hunter into the Grim Reaper. I didn't even think about that.
Exactly.
But,
from whom the bell tolls.
Time marches on.
Oh, shit. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Are we saying that because people our age and our parents and stuff would say, we watched it and he had guns and we didn't turn out bad.
Yeah.
So are people saying, yes, you did turn out bad? Or are they saying the kids that are watching them now aren't as strong mentally as you were? They can't differentiate.
Yeah, they're like it goes back to the video game argument, you know, that they desensitize you to violence. That's a complete crock of shit, in my opinion, because what I've read about it and seen it, because for an example, there was a kid, this is a real thing that happened. Parents were worried about their kid playing Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking about a 10-year-old boy, 12-year-old boy, whatever, I can't remember exactly, but something in that age range from, and this has been a few years ago, so. Played it all the time, and they were worried about, is it desensitized? Is it making him violent or something? He didn't show any signs of it. They were just worried about it. So they got a real instructor who was in the military to take him out to a gun range at like 12 years old or whatever he was. I think it's about 12. And shoot a real AR.
Right.
The boy cried and ran back to his mama. He was too young.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of him.
Exactly.
And there's been so many, I'm not getting into all that stuff, but it's the same point with Elmer Fudd. You're taking away a gun because a gun is somehow now, it's a tool, it's an evil thing that thinks on its own and looks really scary, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I heard they weren't getting rid of like TNT and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's crazy to think about.
Because those are not used in terrorist attacks ever.
Right. I don't understand that.
I mean,
so they can still like get the Acme rockets.
They can get the Acme rockets and the explosives, and you can cut things with swords and sickles and scythes.
Yeah.
But you can't shoot it at the wabbit no more.
I don't understand that, man. It's a weird thing there, man. You're nerfing every corner in the whole world.
Yes,
and
this
childproofing the world.
Yes, it's this. Yes, we're all getting participation trophies.
Yeah,
nobody's going to ever learn any. We want to get to a point, man, where nobody ever feels any pain anymore. We never get disappointed, so we never grow. That's the unintended consequences of what I'm assuming somewhere started as an idea that they thought would actually make it some kind of difference.
You know,
this is the kind of thinking that this leads to. So we're destroying classic characters and taking away their cartoon fake guns now, so some kid doesn't grow up to be a psychopath, apparently.
It's really so parents don't have to parent.
Right. Yes.
Like,
exactly.
You know, they're going to start taking caustic chemicals out of cleaning agents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because parents can't stop their kids from getting under the cabinet and drinking Clorox or something. I don't.
Or eating Tide Pods.
Yeah. I don't. Like, the parents can tell the kids if they think their kid needs to be told.
Right.
You know, he's really not. He's a cartoon. You know what I'm saying?
It's
Bugs is not going to die. He's going to miss him every time.
Every time. I mean, you know, he's never. Wile E. Coyote is never going to catch the Roadrunner.
Right.
And if he does, he's not going to know what to do.
Yes. It's like.
When you think about that and you start really thinking about it instead of just on the surface, like, well, you know, it'd be, you know, I guess people are thinking that it's a good idea not to have some famous cartoon character run around with a gun shooting people or rabbits in this case. But when you start really thinking about it, what you're talking about, it's really ridiculous, honestly. It's ridiculous. You're saying it's okay to see him chase a guy trying to swing some razor blade at him on a stick, but not shoot at him with a cartoon shotgun.
This is a slippery slope again.
It is. Because everything's being taken away.
They're going to take away high speed chases because nobody can speed. I know that sounds ridiculous now. Trust me.
Well, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
I would have never dreamed they would take Elmer Fudd's shotgun.
No. This is where we're at. This is the clown world.
You have to wonder where it goes from here. Like, there are kids who really see horrible violence with guns. My uncle saw his dad shoot his mom in the back and die in their kitchen. He did not grow up, and I'm not saying it didn't affect him. I'm just saying he literally saw it. The worst you could ever see.
Yeah, exactly.
Heard his mom's last breath from a gun wound to her back. And you want to tell me that Elmer Fudd shooting at a cartoon rabbit that's walking on his hind legs and talking, that's not bad enough?
I don't. I mean, kids, it's really just...
Kids are resilient and smarter than people give them credit for.
Absolutely. I mean, nobody, you know... For the yes, there are exceptions to every rule.
There are.
I mean, come on. We got it. Disclaimer alert.
That's right. You know? Thank you.
But, yeah, I mean, come on. Nobody's ever watched a cartoon, Looney Tunes cartoon, and laughed at it and all that, and that translated over into the real world. Well, it would be funny if I don't know, hit Billy with this big bladed, this big sharp razor blade and see what happened. No, that doesn't happen. It's never happened. I don't think so.
Dude.
Except in a Michael Myers movie.
Right.
I mean, where you saw him grow up. But it wasn't cartoons. He was just psycho. He was the evil incarnate.
I feel bad. I really feel bad. This like intellectual policing. Like,
yes.
I know what's better for you
than you do.
Than you do, yeah. Yes.
That, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Because I hate that kids getting out in the yard and playing, you know, with guns, the fake army guns. It used to kind of be a cool thing to want to be an army soldier or something.
Yeah.
You have G.I. Joe on TV.
Yes.
And then you go outside and you play G.I. Joe and Cobra. Right.
So I mean, that's what I'm saying. When you start thinking about that, you follow that logic to where it logically would have to end. We can't ever see Star Wars movies.
Right.
We can't ever have any entertainment on as far as video games or movies or TV shows that show any violence.
At all.
Ever. We can't watch Game of Thrones type shows, medieval, because they're swinging swords at each other and stabbing each other with pointy things. I mean, where does it stop?
Dude, my mom wouldn't let me play Dungeons & Dragons when I was a kid.
Because it was going to lead you to the devil.
At the time, yep. It was leading kids to the
Just
devil.
Like
she heard on the news that it was leading kids to the devil.
You play Ozzy Osbourne records backwards, and it tells you to go worship Satan.
And dude, Dungeons & Dragons, boy, she really jipped me, man. I could have had a lot of fun with that when I was young.
Yes.
Because it's fun to play as an adult. And her boyfriend at the time, he played. And can you imagine being in sixth grade and your mom's boyfriend has all this stuff spread out on your kitchen table?
Right, and you can't take part in it.
You can't take it. It's the coolest looking stuff I had ever seen in my life at the time.
And she didn't think, well, he's okay.
Right. She's. What did she think of me, man?
I mean, it's like, I mean,
I'll be in the.
There's really, you know, I'm really
pentagrams in the bedroom floor.
I'm really just dumbfounded by some of this. Honestly,
I know.
It's just crazy. I mean, if you just follow that logic, because you can't watch TV,
right?
You can't watch cartoons. You can't watch any TV shows or movies. You can't listen to a podcast that may, you know, have a bad word in it or mention the word, I don't know, GUN.
Yeah.
Or. That's pretty sad that, you know, we have to have this little, I don't know, powwow before every podcast. Well, can we talk about this? I don't know. Will somebody hate on us? Will we get canceled? You know, will we say the wrong thing? Will we be demonetized? You know, we're going to put in all this hours and hours of work and make $7.32. I mean,
I don't know, man. It's getting scary.
It's getting stupid.
It's really, really crazy to think about.
And I,
when you hear podcasts where comedians are scared to tell jokes.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct.
Comedy. I thought comedians got a free pass. I mean, they're telling jokes.
Yeah, they're supposed to. Yeah, and some are protected still. But there are a lot of comedians who have voiced, obviously, concerns. We talked about some of the other ones. Jamie Foxx had talked about it on Joe Rogan's podcast. Chris Rock, you know, Kevin Hart. They've all had these issues or whatever. Look, we grew up watching The Jeffersons, Archie Bunker.
Oh, yeah.
You name all those shows.
They were.
But it was funny, and everybody watched them and laughed at them.
Yeah,
and it was,
Benson. I mean, it had a lot of, like, adult racial stuff that
yes.
I would hear my parents laughing about, and they would explain it to me, you know? It's crazy to think about, man, how somebody knows better than us what our kids need to see, what we need to hear, what our kids need to hear.
And I understand, yes, every kid doesn't have two parents.
No.
The broken homes is the source of most of the problems in a modern society, period.
Yeah, race is out the window on that. Broken homes.
That's the source of most issues.
If you want to really handicap a kid's chances of succeeding.
That's right.
Yeah. Period. Break up the home.
Period.
That'll do it every time. I'll tell you, man, when I remember being, I think Eddie Murphy, Delirious, the first one in the red leather, came out about 83. Okay, so I was like 10. But me and my friends, man, would listen to him cuss. We would listen to him yes. talk about Ralph Cramden getting drilled by Ed Norton, his friend. Yeah. You know, humana, 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 humana. I mean, he put these visions in our head about Mr. T.
Hey, boy, Norton.
Looking mighty cute in them jeans. You know, and Mr. T was one of my heroes. Yeah. And I thought that was funny as hell.
Exactly. Norton, you know that I know that you know that I've been watching you.
Yeah.
I mean.
Now I'm going to bend over. And when I do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. And like Andrew Dice Clay, I used to listen to him talk about women doing things to him while he's standing in line at the bank. And never in my life did I think, you know, one day I'm going to do something to a woman in line at the bank. I knew it was a joke. I don't care if I was 17.
Exactly.
18 years old.
Nah, man. You laughed at it 17 years ago. You're canceled.
Yeah, I don't. I love women. Andrew Dice Clay did not cause me to degrade women. It was jokes. And comedians should be able to tell jokes.
I mean, we laugh at the redneck shit all the time because there's truth in there. That's what makes shit funny. Well, Eddie Murphy may not even come back now. So he's got to sit there and, well, shit. Well, I might say his joke and get canceled. Mm-hmm. Netflix might drop me.
So my thing, if I want to touch back on like kind of where my head was at about that Facebook post is really what I was trying to say was, hey guys, you know, what I'm hearing doesn't reflect what I'm seeing.
Right. And not only just hearing, but from actual people in the industry, we mentioned nurses and PAs and stuff we know laid off. And it wasn't just because services being put off, the non-essential services and surgeries. That does not explain what we're talking about.
Right.
It's just not common sense. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just trying to touch on not believing everything you hear right away.
Yes.
Like at least take time to evaluate things. Don't always take what you hear on the news as a fact.
No, because this is not the old news back in the, you know, I don't know, I would say up until the 80s or maybe into the 90s.
Yeah.
There's an agenda there, and they don't care about anything but ratings. They want to have the first to have the story, so they get the credit for the break-in part of the news and whatever, and exclusive type shit, all that rating bullshit.
Yeah.
What I've always said is, and I mentioned this to you when we were talking about the post thing, people watch, I don't know, pick one, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. They watch Fox News, MSNBC, and all these mainstream things, right? And they just look at the horror, because it's all horror, every bit of it. It's worse than fucking literally running from Jason Voorhees in the woods. That's how bad they report it.
Yeah.
But their own little world in town or whatever is, you know, they're going out. They go out to work, or they go to a restaurant now. Yeah. Well, if it's
walk
open,
their dogs.
They walk their dogs. They talk to their neighbors, all that good stuff. And in somewhere in the back of your head, you have to be thinking, well, I mean, I guess it's pretty bad. I don't know, in the big cities or whatever, or maybe across town. Maybe the next county's got it bad. But you know, everything's pretty good here. But CNN says people are dying in the streets.
I know.
I mean,
they're saying all the hospitals are overrun, understaffed, and, you know,
but everybody that goes to their own hospital, there's nobody in the emergency room. There's no lines. There's no testing. The tents are empty. And in the COVID case,
I can ride by every cemetery here. You think I'd see 20 tents a day up? It's business as usual.
It's just business as usual. And that's...
Unless they're all getting cremated. I know somebody will say that.
I'm sure you're right.
I mean, come on now.
But the point being is that people just listen to that. And what's sad about it is these young people get all their news on fucking Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And anything on like, it's like the old bullshit argument, appeal to authority. You see it on something with a blue check mark and all of a sudden it's fact. And that's complete bullshit.
Hey, I know.
Just because CNN has a logo doesn't make it an authority. You know what I'm saying? As far as like the to be taken as fact.
Hey.
So compare it to your reality. You know, there's one reality, but your particular situation, compare it and start thinking about it before you just throw the bullshit out there and continue spreading lies.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
And what you're saying, what you said reminded me of something else. You said just because they have a logo, don't give them more, you know.
Yeah, credibility.
That's the way I feel about like college degrees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take a college degree, honest to God. If I'm saying it the way I feel, if I'm an employer and I'm interviewing somebody and they have a ton of degrees, right? First off, I'm going to say, well, they haven't been in the workforce. A college degree says you're good at memorizing shit.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you show up every day on time. Because honestly, you don't have to show up, and your assignments could be turned in at the very last second.
Right.
That doesn't help an employer.
No.
I'll take on-the-job training.
Every time.
Degrees.
And that's another big lie that's been put on this generation, too, is, you know, you have to go to school, you have to graduate high school with a 4.0 and go to a college and get a degree. And the degrees are basically useless, except for obviously specialized medical stuff or engineering. Yeah. Obviously, we're not talking about everything.
No. But if you already got your field lined up and everything.
And they took away all the vocational stuff.
Yeah.
Like in our town, when we were in school, you had shop, you had automotive class. You could go in there and literally work on real cars in the garage, and you could go out, leave high school, and be a certified mechanic.
Yes.
And you cannot, because for some reason, being a mechanic, a welder, a plumber, any kind of trade job somehow became looked down upon.
Right. I guess I need to clarify that. Let's say you get a teaching degree and you apply to be a teacher. Yes, I take that into consideration. But I'm saying if I'm running a restaurant and you show up with this, you know, bachelor's degree in, you know,
basket weaving.
Yeah, business administration or whatever. That's different. If you have a specialized degree and you are already lined up to go in that specialized field, that means something there.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, as a normal everyday employer, people put too much credit.
Yes.
I think you own the job training and military.
Yeah.
You can hire those
and
people.
Because these
and
kids
have an
are,
expectation.
They're coming out of college, and that mean, you know, and no, I'm not saying it's not hard work or any of that stuff as far as going through and doing it. It's not about that. It's about when you come out, now you're $100,000 in debt, and you're paying debt off till you're 40 years old.
Right.
And so what are you getting a job for? To pay debt back.
Yeah.
When you could have just came out and, you know, maybe you just started working somewhere and earned some money, save some money. Maybe you learn some things, learn some skills, start a business. You don't have to have a college degree to start a business.
I can see the comments now.
Start a podcast.
James and Chris are anti-education.
Oh,
you know, I'm not that. I'm not that at all. I'm just saying.
No, I think education is the key to everything. What I'm saying is that college education is not.
Yeah, right. So
education is education. It's like somehow if you go to a college because it's accredited by some state somewhere, it's better education than being on a job, like you said, on the job training for some reason.
Yeah, like I believe right now, if my kids heard me get into an argument with a 22-year-old who just got out of college with a bachelor's degree, and now I am over twice as old as this person.
Right.
I think my kids would believe that person, they would believe them more because they have a degree. They knew they had a degree,
yes.
You know what I mean? As a setup, you know, they knew we're arguing about something, you know what I mean? Anything about life.
Well, Dad didn't finish college.
Dad didn't finish.
This person's got
this degree. They got to be smarter than dad.
They got a bachelor's degree or even a...
That's what I'm saying, dude. Life experience. Every gray hair is earned.
That's right.
And
if
every
you got
wrinkle,
gray, you earned it.
Every wrinkle and every gray hair is earned. And the youth of America is consumed in, like you said, logos and degrees. And that's what they buy into.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, society in general is doing them a huge disservice by saying this is how you succeed. It is not necessary. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If you choose to go to school for a particular thing, go for it. We're not saying right. that at all. I'm saying that it's not absolutely necessary. That is not the path to success.
No, period. It's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
And they're getting watered down. Like in the day, the college degrees really didn't mean a lot. But I mean, I don't even know if you went there. Like if I'm needing you to show up at 8 a.m. to work this job right. every day, I can't look at your degree and say this person's reliable.
That's right.
Because you could have got that damn Phoenix Online
that's
degree.
That's right.
I don't know if you've ever left your house.
That's right. Exactly.
I don't know if you know what an alarm clock is.
That's right.
That's all I'm trying to say. Once you earn it, you get a
degree.
On the wall, it's awesome.
It's like to get into college, you got to go through high school. And if you, depending on the school you're trying to get into, if it's a whatever, you have to have a high GPA and all that stuff. That takes some work and effort. But in college, to get that degree, you can get degrees on D's.
Absolutely.
You get the same degree as the person who's the fucking,
number one in your class.
Number one in your class that's got a 4.0 grade point average and the valedictorian or whatever is the same degree.
Same one.
But you just went one time and took the test.
And, dude, I'm just telling you, you're good at memorizing shit. You're good at listening and memorizing and recall.
Because I know a lot of really smart, dumb people.
A lot. That's part of getting older.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. Once you encounter those people and you've actually hired them.
Yes.
And they're worthless.
Yes.
And some people who went to the military are worthless. I mean, don't get me wrong. Once you live long enough, you see the worst of everybody and the best of everybody.
It all comes down to everybody's an individual that makes decisions. Everything is a decision, and that's the problem with, in general, what we're talking about today as far as like all this cancel culture, and you can't say what you want to say or you're scared that it might offend somebody and all this kind of stuff is we're not judged on being individuals anymore.
Mm-mm.
We're arbitrary groups that they want to throw us in and say the other group's bad. We got to get them either gone, they're canceled, or we got to get them thinking like we do. And that's just not human nature. Everybody's an individual with their own ambition and goals and honestly, self-care first and all that kind of thing. That's human nature, and people want to change that. And you'll never change that. It's like going out into nature with a knife and nothing else and expecting to win that battle.
Right.
You're not going to beat nature, and that's what we are. We're individuals, and if people would simply look at other people as individuals instead of a group, or because you are look a certain way or you have a certain God or whatever it may be, if you stop putting people into arbitrary boxes and start treating people as individuals, that's how these things end. And then you can really get down and talk to these people because you no longer see them as the enemy and solve actual problems.
That's right.
That's how you do it. I mean, it's not easy.
Yeah.
But it's easy concept to grasp. But, I mean, anyway, I'm done.
Hey,
it's been all over the place.
It is all over the place. But I have changed a tire for somebody with two bachelor's degrees.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and then my dad has a ninth grade education, and he has fixed a car that I've worked on for 3 weeks. He's fixed it in 10 minutes.
Right.
And I'm way more educated than him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's just one example. I get so frustrated because people, there's something about how people attach value to other people's opinions based on, like you said, arbitrary things.
I don't know. We went all over the place with this podcast, but we just had to start talking about some of this that we have been just hesitant to talk about because, like I said, it don't really come into play so much when we're talking about a true crime show or us, we're redoing Game of Thrones. We got two more of those to do, by the way. I know people are asking.
Right.
We do know what's going on in the real world. And when you have this weird, odd fear that I've never had in my life about saying something just because it might piss a group of people off that I feel like will hate me or something or judge me because I have an opinion about something that may not fit theirs exactly, is ridiculous to me.
I agree.
And I'm tired of fucking worrying about what I say It's not that I want to come say a bunch of things.
You know,
it's just when we're talking about something, you got to really, oh shit, can I say that on YouTube? Because either YouTube or the people listening, or, you know, it will like get me banned, or, you know, those things are just the reality of today's world, and it's ridiculous.
Like, dude, did you know they're taking the Jerry Richardson statue down?
I heard.
Because of something that he did, something inappropriate with somebody a long time ago.
Allegedly. It just has to be allegedly. There's no more due process either.
But he founded the freaking
team.
Yeah.
And the players,
he deserves a statue.
The players and all loved him.
Really?
That's what I mean. There's no more due process. Somebody just says something, and that person is, well, not entirely. It depends on what political persuasion you are.
I don't know the whole story on that, but I just heard that the other day.
Yeah.
Because I know all this stuff's going on with the statues, and when I heard somebody say something about Jerry Richardson, I was like, what? What? Yeah. What? He wasn't around then.
He was one of the most beloved NFL owners that there ever been, because he was an NFL player.
Yeah.
And people, he understood what they're going through, and he cared. Like, he loved these dudes on a personal level and their families.
Yeah.
And he was always just talked. You know, he was top notch in each player's eyes. It's part of the family,
right?
So it's just mind boggling because hey, maybe he—I don't know—he said something inappropriate. I don't know the story either entirely,
right?
But you know, and that's what other thing it bothers me is I don't care anymore,
right?
Like I used to would like, what is that all about? But now I know it's all just bullshit.
Yeah,
I just do.
Like you could pull anything out of anybody's past.
Yeah, anything.
You know. Sam Mills,
yeah.
I mean, he was like a freaking saint, right?
Yes.
But if somebody pulled something out, you know, he wrote this letter to somebody back in the day.
When
are
he
we
was,
taking
when,
his statue
when
down?
He was 17,
dude,
or something.
You know, I'm just saying. You know, it's crazy to think about.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, can it just be the statue of a dude who did something inappropriate? Can't that be a learning moment for a parent to say, "Hey, he's the founder of the team, but you know, he did some bad shit too." I mean, can't you just leave the statue up and talk shit about it?
Right, because it didn't offend anybody 2 weeks ago.
It's weird, man.
It didn't offend anybody when they put it up, or the last, you know, however many years it's been since it's been up. It was just yesterday. It started offending people for some reason. Because there's people sitting there going through things online, not even in their own cities, I'm sure. Just,
exactly.
Oh, hey, this is bad. Hey, yeah. while we're at it, this is bad. That's all that's happening. So, I don't know. It's
you got me thinking about like Burger King. That king could be offensive someday.
It is
already. Dairy Queen. You know?
You know,
it's like, come on now. Once
that's what I'm...
The dust will never settle.
No, it never will. There's no end in sight. There's not.
Everything's going to be generic.
It's that's the goal. Equal outcomes. Everybody's in the same gray house,
so
driving the same little electric car.
Think about.
That's the goal.
People
going to
be... You know those meetings when you go in there and you come up and say, oh, you know, what logos have you come up with today? Nothing. No. Just put our name on there and careful what font you use.
That's right. We don't want to. The font can't be too thick.
Right.
You might have.
Because you might accidentally use some ancient Egyptian freaking symbol that's horrible.
Right.
You know. Gosh, man, where are we heading?
There's no end in sight, man.
Every logo is going to be a smiley face.
And somehow that'll be wrong.
Yeah, it will, a marshmallow, the least offensive thing.
A yellow smiley face would be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because it's yellow.
That's right. I mean, exactly. Somewhere.
Some
somehow.
Arbitrary bullshit that people
right.
make up.
The guy who
head.
Made up the freaking smiley face hated Asian people.
I'm sure. I mean, that's what's happening. It sounds retarded, but I can't say retarded. I can't say retarded. I mean, it sounds stupid, but you can't say that either.
I know.
Okay, we're canceled. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, we can't say retard dough anymore in the pizza industry.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because it means stop.
Right. Yep. Slow down.
This whole thing's a facepalm. What do we do? What can we say? Thanks for watching.
That's a fire.
We hope we're here next week.
That's fire retardant. You can't even say that. I don't know, man. What are we going to do?
Changing the language, changing definitions, changing history, erasing history, not learning from, I don't know.
What's happening.
It's bizarre.
Stuff
world.
That nobody wants to think about. Seriously, I don't know how people have time.
No.
Like, I got bills to pay and shit.
That's right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Give my mind a break.
Little town here, I've been out and I've seen everybody of every race and color just going about their day, saying hello, how are you, doing their jobs, going to work, and there's nothing different here.
No. And as far as there's no like racial divide, I have the most awesome interactions on a daily basis here. Now, here in our neck of the woods.
Yeah, not saying it don't happen.
Yeah, God forbid.
It's just the reality that we experience.
Right. So. My experience is people have been really nice, and I'm sorry that their niceness offends some people. No. They want them to be at my throat or something. I don't know, but everything's going really good right now. And you know what? Tomorrow it could change. Tomorrow I could get COVID.
Right.
Tomorrow I could get robbed because I am a pizza guy, and it does happen. And I hope nobody is wishing it on me. You know, somebody might have made a voodoo doll for me, and they're coughing on it right now because they want me to get COVID so bad because I made that post.
Just to be right.
Yeah.
Just to win some arbitrary argument.
Or they're hoping that my kids get it or something. I mean, that's how venomous some of the shit is,
no
man.
Doubt. Just to so they
just because
back.
I said, you know what? I haven't seen anybody coughing.
So they can sit back at their keyboard go.
Yeah.
And that's really all it is. It's some weird self-gratification thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's very odd. Anyway, this camera's probably cut off.
Oh, it probably is. That's right.
That's probably cut off. So anyway, if all so... Right. We'll wrap it up. Maybe we'll come back next week with something happy and fun.
I hope so.
Let us know what you think in the comments, please. You know,
I'm terrified.
Rip us one or let us know. We don't have the damn helium. Fade to black.